Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. I'm Alexander Caden. UINWA is the real news. We're just going to tell it to you with a little flavor. You ready?
Yeah!
Let's go.
Okay!
O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. According to his family, Simpson had been battling cancer and had been in hospice. And I don't think I can give you any more information on O.J. Simpson that you don't already know. It seems like former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is now a special private investigator.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nope.
The village of Dalton in Illinois has hired her and are paying her $400 an hour to gather information on their mayor, Tiffany Henyard.
You serious?
Henyard is allegedly accused of spending and financing mismanagement. Lightfoot is supposed to look into that, as well as any state and federal violations. The FBI has allegedly already begun an investigation on Henyard for supposedly misusing her local police force. Oh yeah, that city wants her gone bad. You gonna pay somebody all of that money to find out something that the FBI is trying to find out? For free. Why don't you just wait on the FBI? Oh wait, never mind. I get it. Russell Simmons, who was recently served in Bali and learned that he was the target of a defamation lawsuit from former Def Jam executive Drew Dixon, is now asking that the lawsuit from Dixon be dismissed because he said he never mentioned the music executive's name in recent comments about the claims he's facing. But wait, just because you didn't mention her by name doesn't mean you weren't talking about her, does it? I'm just asking. According to graphic video footage, plainclothes Chicago police officers fired nearly 100 shots over 41 seconds during a traffic stop that left one black man dead, allegedly for failing to wear a seatbelt. But I took a look at the video and there were some shots fired first and not by the police. Two conservative political operatives who orchestrated, and right there, you know this is going to be something by me calling them political operatives. Well, anyway, they orchestrated a robocall campaign to dissuade black people from voting in the 2020 election, and they've agreed to pay over $1 million under a settlement with the state of New York. They're accused of making robocalls to phone numbers in predominantly black neighborhoods in Ohio, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. Noise, and those calls told people they'd be subjected to arrest, debt collection, and forced vaccination if they voted by mail. Wow, they only got charged $1 million. They should have been charged $100 million, and that would have left a message to all these other fake-ass robocall companies and the stuff that they be bugging us with. On the good news side, the nation's largest African-American-led mentoring organization, 100 Black Men of America Incorporated, has launched its Real Men Vote campaign and a 13-city tour. The tour efforts is focused on delivering critical voter education and engagement ahead of the 2024 presidential election. A prominent civil rights law firm has joined a motion seeking immediate action against New Bern, Alabama, as part of a federal lawsuit filed in 2023 that claims white officials in the majority black town have unfairly stayed in power by manipulating the voting process. The lawsuit claims that white officials systematically hijacked the democratic process for many decades, allowing them to maintain complete control in a town where 80% of the residents are black. House Republicans have proposed a budget that slashes Medicare, Social Security, and the Affordable Care Act while favoring tax cuts for the wealthy. Damn, they're still trying to get rid of Obamacare. Come on, Congress, give it a rest. you got a timeshare that you got yourself into and you want to legally get out?
Yeah, boy!
Well, then check this out.
Do you own a timeshare? If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. Call our team right now.
800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434.
You know, in April, they play the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, and it's a big event in sports in this country. But did you know, at one time, in order for you to be a caddy in the Masters, you had to be black? Yeah, and the reason I say it like that is because for the first 48 years at the Masters, golfers had to employ the services of the club's caddies. Those were men hired by the golf club. Now, back then, in Augusta, Georgia, who else would a private golf club bring in to carry any kind of bags up and down a golf course for white men but black men? Think about it. I'll give you a few seconds. When the Masters first started, there were no white caddies anywhere. The 1983 Masters saw the first white caddies walk the greens at the major, with just 19 black caddies on the bag. Willie Peterson caddied for Jack Nicklaus for his first 5 victories, while Nathaniel Iron Man Avery was on the bag for all 4 of Arnold Palmer's victories. Burnt Biscuits Bennett was on the bag for Tiger Woods' first Masters in 1995. Jeriah Jerry Beard caddied for 1979 Masters champion Fuzzy Zeller. And at just 17 years old, Willie Pappy Stokes helped Henry Picard to the 1938 Masters title. He would retire after helping 4 different players to 5 wins at Augusta and having sealed his status as the godfather of caddies. And there are more. John H. Stovepipe Gordon was on the winning bags back in 1935. And there were more. Frank Marble I. Stokes and Matthew Shorty Mac Palmer. And Willie Cemetery Petit, the former caddy for President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Now, I'm not a golf person. I just watched this year's Masters because Tiger was in it. But I just wanted to do a little something about the black caddies that were there from the beginning. You've been listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude, with yours truly, Alexander Caden. UINWA is produced for the Urban Internet News Network. Okay, Serenity Baby, come on in. Tell them who produces UINWA.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.
Papa.